So to continue our discussion on Birkas HaMazon, on benching, we discussed yesterday that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah min HaTorah, v'yachalta, v'savato, v'irachta. And within Birkas HaMazon, the first three brachas are biblical. Of course, benching itself is min HaTorah. And however, the nusach, the text, perhaps that might be midrabanan, like the Rambam Shita regarding tefillah. That tefillah, the concept's biblical, but perhaps the actual saying of what we have today, that might be a later institution, or Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So we point out the first three brachas are min HaTorah, Moshe with the man, Yoshua with Eretz Yisrael, and David and Shlomo with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the fourth bracha, because what they were Mesakim B'Yavna, Naruge Beitar, that's Midrabana, and that's why we say Bona Merachama B'Shalayim Amen. As well, so we left off with Shaila among the Achronim. The Chazon Ish raises the question, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The question is, let's say a Gershon is Gayer, someone who became a convert, but the day, forget about the day, an hour before his conversion, he wanted to have his last meal, he wanted to have a suda, and he ate a big suda, had plenty of bread, challah, and now he finishes off the conversion process. There's the milah, the tefillah, the kabbalah's mitzvahs, and now he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So the question is, now he just had a full meal, let's call it a half an hour ago. Really, technically speaking, there's a 72-minute time span where one has to bench, but that's only if all you had was a piece of bread and you're no longer hungry. But if you have only a full meal, so it could go a lot longer than 72 minutes. So therefore, but we'll just keep it simple that it was within the 72 minutes. It was a half an hour ago, he just finished a full meal. And now he became a Jew. So the question is, the Chazon Ish raises, is he obligated in benching now? Or do I say, since he ate the meal while he was a non-Jew, a non-Jew is not obligated in Birkas HaMazon the way we know it. So the question is he obligated in benching? So the Chazon Ish clears the following Chakira. He says, it depends what's the issue in terms of why is someone obligated or why is someone exempt? In other words, why do you have to have the meal to a certain proximity to the benching? Is it because as long as you bench within that time that you're satisfied, or the 72 minutes, so therefore you are being satisfied as being, your meal is being mitzaref to the act of eating. In other words, the eating is still like when we do mitzvahs, so we like to make a bracha right before the mitzvah. Here we want to bench right after the act of eating because it's really the achila that's mechayev. But as long as you're satisfied, so we still consider like the eating is still happening or just happening. Or do I say it's not the achila, but it's the being satisfied? In other words, because the Torah tells us two words, v'achalta v'savata. We need a ma'isa achila, and we need an act of being satisfied. So, of course, we need both, but the question one, which is the ikker? Which is the major koveya? And then the other one is, we also need, but it's more incidental. So, the Chazon Ish, right, if the issue is, you need a ma'isa achila to be chayev in benching, so then this convert would be putter, because when he ate his meal, he was putter from all mitzvahs. He wasn't even Jewish yet. So it's the ma'isa achilo, which is the key that requires one, is mechayev one to bench. So a convert would be exempt. However, if it's the savat, if it's being satisfied, so when he wakes up Jewish a half an hour later, and he's satisfied from the meal, if the savat is the key, so then a non-Jew, a ger, would be obligated in benching. So that's the chakira he clears regarding Birkas. But he seems to lean towards the fact that it's the ma'is achila, and if that's the case, then the non-Jew would not be obligated in benching. Another similar case the Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses. Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses a similar case is a katan shehigdiel, that a bar mitzvah boy that becomes a gadol. So let's say a katan had a big meal, a major suda, right? And then after he finished his meal, whatever, either the case was it became nighttime, he became 13, if we go by ace to ace, or maybe he reached puberty, he got to sorrows, whatever the definition of becoming a gadol is, it happened, is he ate the meal beforehand, and now when he ate the meal, he was only a katan, and now he's a gadol. So the shayla is he chayev in Birkas HaMazon? So Rabbi Akiva Eger raises the same issue, the same chakira. In other words, is it the ma'isa achila which is the key, or is it being satisfied? Because one could argue similarly, a katan is exempt from all mitzvahs, so therefore there was no ma'isa achila, because the act of that gets into a separate hakira, is how do we view an act of a katan? If you assume an act of a katan isn't a ma'isa because he's exempt, so then perhaps he'd be exempt. But if we go with the results, that right now I'm 13 and I am satisfied from a meal I just had, so then I would be chayev. So Rabbi Akiva Eger clears the same shayla. Could be, of course, become a chaluk between a katan and a ger as well. A ger, everyone agrees, a ger is clear cut. You're exempt when you're a guy. However, by a katan isn't so clear cut. A katan, either on one hand I could argue I'm exempt because I'm not 13. On the other hand, you know, maybe the ma'isa, we have other examples where a ma'isa of a katan could count for later on, we'll get to in a minute. Or a third similar shayla the Achronim discusses an onain, someone before the burial. So let's say someone's loved one passed away, and it's in between, it's after the death of the person, but before the burial. So a person has the status of aninus, of being an onain. So the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the third perek in Brachas, Mishameso mutu lefanov, that one who is in that time period is exempt from mitzvahs. So the question is, to machlokas Rashi and Tosis, what do you mean they're exempt? So Rashi writes exempt, that why? Because since the person can't concentrate, they have their mind on the burial, on making the funeral plans, therefore they can't concentrate in Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs, so they're exempt. And Tosus quotes from the Yerushalmi that's not the reason. That's Kavod Ames, honor to the dead, Loei Glorush. It's not appropriate that someone who's Chayev in mitzvahs, you're doing mitzvahs in front of someone who's exempt. That's why we don't wear our sittis out on a cemetery. It's kind of like mocking the dead, so to speak. So the Efetz Machlokas Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, what on the status of an onain. So an onain is clearly pater min mitzvahs. We pass not only pater, but he's usher to do mitzvahs. And then once he becomes an avel, after the stimas hagolel, after the kfura, after the burial, so an avel becomes chayev a mitzvah. The one exception to the rule is the mitzvah of tefillin. An avel yom rishon, that's a further discussion whether the burial and the death have to be on the same day or not. But whatever the details are, an avel yom rishon, an avel on the first day, is exempt from tefillin because tefillin represents peir glory, and an avel is the opposite. They're in a state of, not in a state of peir. So therefore, an onein is patur min mitzvahs, an avel becomes chayav. So the question is, in this specific case, the question is, let's say an onein had, so the question is, what does an onein do if he wants to eat? And if he wants to eat bread, so we don't say, well, you can't eat. Because if an onein is patur min mitzvahs, but can he do negative commandments? Can he go to McDonald's and have a meal? Can he have his Big Mac? So no, an onein is exempt from positive mitzvahs, but he cannot do negative commandments. So the question is, so what does he do about washing his hands for bread? On one hand, there's a rabbinical mitzvah midrabanan, you have to wash your hands before you eat bread. On the other hand, there's an issur drabanan to eat bread without washing your hand. So it's an onein stuck, so what does he do? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Achronim that he should wash his hands without a bracha. It's a compromise, then he washes his hands. Well, what does that do? Why? Either if you're going to wash your hands, wash them with a bracha. And if you're not going to make a bracha, don't wash your hands at all. Why wash your hands without a bracha? That's what the poskim write is. Anytime you do something to avoid an aveira, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you're involved in a kiyam ha-mitzvah. So if you're doing washing your hands to avoid the kiyam ha-mitzvah of if you're washing your hands to avoid the yisad rabbanan, so there's no bracha. So Onin goes ahead and does the mitzvah, but he doesn't do the mitzvah because of the mitzvah. He does the mitzvah to avoid the aveira and other examples. So an Onin had a full meal. He washed without a bracha. He had his bread. And now, so obviously he come benching. Well, I'm exempt from mitzvah. In fact, it's also for me to do mitzvah. So he doesn't bench. And then, let's say, he comes back from the kfuri that had a graveside. It was nice and quick, and he got back, let's say, within 72 minutes. Or he had a nice full meal. He's still satisfied 2 hours later. Should the first thing the Onin do... Should he go back and bench or not? So that's what the Achronim, so some Achronim say it's compared to the Shiloh of the Katan, and it's compared to the case of the Ger. However, that's the question, that's what it depends on. The question is, on whether an Onain is Patur min HaMitzvah. The question is, how do we view an Onain? An Onain, that Bizman HaMitzvah, so let's say, there's this time period between the burial from the time of the death to the burial where Onin is exempt from mitzvahs. He becomes chayav after the burial. So the question is, how do we view that time period of an Onin? Is it pshat that he's chayav in mitzvahs except that there's an exemption because he has to be osek with kfur, he has to be involved in the burial? Do we view him basically as someone who's chayav in mitzvahs except there's a it's a special exemption, or does an onain, is it viewed in a total state of exemption? I am totally patur from all, I don't even have a chiyav. That's the famous machlokas the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg have regarding an onain by Havdalah. Let's say you're an onain Saturday night. Let's say someone died over Shabbos and the burial Sunday morning. So an onain is clearly patur from Havdalah Saturday night. In fact, he's also to make Havdalah. It's a discussion whether you can hear someone else's Havdalah. So what about when he comes back from the funeral? Whether it's Sunday morning. You know, Sunday morning might be less of a Shiloh because maybe you might assume it's the whole day's the Chiyav. But if you assume the Chiyav is Saturday night or the burial wasn't until Monday, so there's an Onin make Havdalah. So that's a machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam in Rumberg, whether an Onin is Chiyav. What's the issue at hand? What's in the Kudat HaMachlokas, whether an Onin after the burial has to go back and make Havdalah, to the different ways of learning it, but many learn it, that's the issue in terms of, is what's pshat that an Onin doesn't make Havdalah Motzoi Shabbos? It's the fact that he's totally exempt from all, there is no mitzvah. And therefore there is no mitzvah, so tashlumin, to make up a mitzvah, only makes sense if I'm chayav in a mitzvah. So if I miss shacharis, I got to dive in mincha twice. But if a ger, no one says a convert has to make up for 20 years that he didn't daven. He wasn't chayav until he became a Jew. So how do I view the status of aninus? Is it a total exemption? Or no, I'm chayav in mitzvahs except for technical reasons. I'm osik v'kfura. So that seems, that's how many achronim were in the machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg. It's a similar machlokas by a katan, not the same issue, but the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg, a moe katan, a katan who became a gadol during shloshim. He actually was, while he was during shiva, he was a katan, so he actually sat aveilus. But now he became a gadol. The shaila is, he chayiv now in aveilus because minatori didn't do anything. So again, it's a similar machlokas, the Rush and the Maharam Rumberg, whether he has to do shiva, you know, afterwards or not. Again, so the question: how do we view the status of a katan? Is totally exempt, or is it that he's chayiv? But yes, it's a technical exemption. So those are the three shailas which are similar. Not necessarily the same answer. Depends how you view the situation. But the question of a ger who became Jewish and he just had a full meal and he's still satisfied from the meal. Do I say he has a chayiv in benching? Is the mechayiv a benching? The achalta of the savata, to be viewed the chi of a benching, the main thing is the achila, and you also need to be satisfied, but that's just a stipulation, that's just a tanai you need in the mitzvah, Or no, the ikkar is that as long as you're satisfied, so that would be the issue a ger who converts.
Oh, yeah.
Or similarly, a katan shehigdil, a katan becomes a bar mitzvah during and he ate a full meal beforehand. And as well, the last case of an onen who becomes bar mitzvah, an onen who had havdol, or in our case, birkas hamazon, would it be chayiv in the mitzvah? And so it's more of an issue in all those cases how you view how any time you have a long zman chiyav, how do you view that zman chiyav? In other words, by Havdalah, it's a separate issue because within Havdalah is the Chiyav Havdalah. Everyone agrees the Chiyav Havdalah is Saturday night. There's a further discussion, is it just Saturday night, or what about the whole day Sunday? I mean, everyone agrees you can make up Havdalah until either Sunday, Shkia, or Tuesday. We pass on Tuesday. But so, how do we view that time period on Sunday? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. The day follows the night, and therefore perhaps you chayev the whole. Maybe Sunday's not a tashrumin. So if that's the case, then everyone should agree then that an onen, when he comes back, if he has the burial on Sunday, would have to make havdalah, because that's not in a state of exemption. And that was the issue we had this year on Tisha B'Av, a motzai Tisha B'Av. So how do you view? We don't make havdalah Saturday night. We're not going to make Havdalah. We don't make Havdalah until Sunday night. So the question is, how do we view that time period? Misha lo hivdia b'motzai Shabbos. So that's the machlokas, the Ramban and the Bahag. The Ramban holds your putter. There is no Havdalah. End of discussion. The Bahag says you make Havdalah Sunday night. What's the Nakuda Samachlokas? The Ramban holds you're exempt. If you're exempt, so there's no Havdalah. There is no Chiyav Havdalah that week. And therefore, there's nothing to make up. The Bahag holds Yechayev, except I can't make Havdalah because it's Tisha B'Av, so I still have the same Chiyav. And that's the Nafkamina, is someone, let's say your wife has to eat on Tisha B'Av, or someone has to eat. Could someone who's fasting on Tisha B'Av, could they make Havdalah for someone who's eating? In other words, so that's the according to the Ramban, no, you can't make Havdalah for your wife because she's Chayev to eat, she has to make Havdalah. And you don't have a chiyav of Havdalah, so you can't make Havdalah for your wife or for any cholah. Or if I say like the Bahag, then you can, because I'm fundamentally chayav in Havdalah. It's just a technical issue. I can't drink the wine, so therefore that would be issues. That's the general issue. Anytime you have a long zman chiyav, it goes, let's say, Sunday to Tuesday, how do you view that time period? Is there a basic time where I'm chayav and the rest is tashrumin? Or they say the whole zman Chiyav, I'm considered that the whole time I'm chayav, and if I become a gadol or a bar mitzvah, or an onin, I become chayav in the mitzvah.